Good morning and welcome to Samara region, the heart of Russia and the land where history and modern technologies merge together. Our region is one of the most actively developing regions of the Russian Federation. We develop sports and culture, science and production. It is here that space rockets and nanosatellites are built. From conveyors of our factories come down racing cars and agricultural machinery. Here, the greatest festivals and business forums are held. And the background for all this is the beautiful Volga River and the Zhiguli Mountains. We are very glad to welcome you in our region and today invite you to make an amazing trip around Samara. This year, our city celebrated its 439th anniversary. Our city was founded in 1586 by order of Tsar Fyodor Ivanovich and by control of Prince Grigory Zasekin. The fortress was built on a high hill at the confluence of two rivers, Volga and Samara. In over 400 years, Samara grew from a small fortress to a large developed city with a population of more than 1,300,000 people. The total area of the city is more than 541 square kilometers and it extends along the Volga for as much as 50 kilometers. There are a lot of touristic attractions, theaters, squares, monuments and parks in Samara, and we are going to see them during our excursion. Open the map and go to point 2. Point 2, the square of Куйбышев. We've come to Куйбышев Square, the biggest square of Samara, and moreover, the biggest square in Russia. Its total area is 525 to 325 meters. The dominant building of the square is the Opera and Ballet Theater, built in the 1930s. In front of it is a monument to a Soviet revolution leader, Валерьян Владимирович Куйбышев. It is interesting that for many years, not only the square, but also the city bore his name, from 1935 to 1991. A lot of important events happened at that period. Let's try to compare these city names. Samara is a soft and free name, like the beauty of our nature, like the current of the Volga River. Samara is a merchant city where trade and art are actively developing. Куйбышев is a more strict and strong name. In the Soviet years, the city became a large industrial center. Factories and plants were built here. In the years of the Great Patriotic War, Куйбышев became the defense capital of the USSR. This year we celebrate the 80th anniversary of the victory in the Great Patriotic War. We remember every soldier who gave his life for his homeland, every story and every person. Military operations did not reach our city. We were in the rear. But Куйбышев made its own important contribution to the victory in the Great Patriotic War. In the autumn of 1941, as the enemies were getting closer and closer to Moscow, it was decided to evacuate the capital to a safer place. And Куйбышев was chosen as the defense capital. Part of the government and people's commissariats, diplomatic missions and embassies were evacuated to our city. In total, ambassadors and diplomats from 22 countries were located in Куйбышев in those years. They played an important role in the international relations. Each embassy was allocated in its own building. Now there are memorial plaques on the facades in memory of this visit. We will see some of the embassies during our excursion. In addition to the government and embassies, factories and plants were evacuated. More than 123 enterprises were relocated to our city. Their main focus was aviation. We created the famous ground attack planes Il-2. The enemies called them the flying tanks, because it was almost important to shoot them down. We produced aircraft, engines and weapons. Many of the plants continue to work now, making up the industrial power of our region. Theater teams from Moscow, writers, composers and artists were also evacuated to our city. The famous Moscow Bolshoi Theater performed on the stage of our Opera and Ballet Theater, which you can see now in front of you. The artists also supported the soldiers in hospitals located in Куйбышев. Another important event that took place in our city during the Great Patriotic War was the parade on the 7th of November 1971. On this day, three major parades were held in our country, in Moscow, Voronezh and Куйбышев. They had an important mission, to show the enemies that we are strong, that we will not surrender, to show the strength and courage of our soldiers and citizens. On that day, various types of troops, equipment, tanks passed through the square. 239 aircrafts flew over the square. Those most legendary Il-2 ground attack planes. And now every year, on November the 7th, we hold a parade of memory. Also, annually we celebrate the Parade of Victory on the 9th of May. The square hosts all the main events, the Day of the City, the Day of Russia, sport and cultural festivals. And on New Year's Eve, a huge New Year tree, a skating rink, and the town of Father Frost appear here. We got acquainted with the largest square in our city, and now I suggest getting acquainted with the most beautiful. Go to step 3. Point 3. The Square of Chapaev. Now we are on the Square of Chapaev. It is often called the most beautiful square in Samara, because each building here is picturesque and interesting in its own way. Let's have a look at the main dominant of the square, a beautiful red and white house in the old Russian style to the right. It is our drama theater. It appeared on the square in 1888, according to the project of architect Mikhail Chichagov. For its colorful image, towers, decorations and bas reliefs, Samara residents almost immediately called it Tseremok, or the Gingerbread House. In 1936, the theater was named after the well-known Russian writer Maxim Gorky. Now, it is one of the most beloved theaters among Samara spectators. It has performances based on works of Russian and foreign authors. It skillfully combines classical and modern art. For a long time, the square was named the Theater Square. But in the Soviet period, it was renamed. In 1932, a monument to Vasily Chapaev appeared in the center of the square. We see the famous military leader sitting on a horse, surrounded by his comrades. Behind the monument, you see a park. It is the Strukovsky Garden. We will visit it a little bit later. Further to the left, at the corner, you see a beautiful red, beige and green building with a glass dome. It is the Samara Military History Museum. To the left of it, a three-storied beige mansion. In the beginning of the previous century, it was owned by the family of Alfred von Vakana, the founder of the Shigulovsky Brewery. A little bit further, to the left, you see a complex of buildings of the Soviet period. The first of it, a red and yellow five-storied residential house. It would seem an ordinary residential building, but if you look closely, you can see a number of memorial plaques on the facade. One of the most important is dedicated to the composer Dmitri Shostakovich. He lived in this house during the evacuation, and it was here that he completed his legendary 7th Leningrad Symphony. Music that so clearly reflected all the pain and fear of war, the hope of victory and the symphony of peace. This is a truly genius masterpiece. Shostakovich began to write it in Leningrad, continued in Moscow and finished in Kuibyshev. The 7th Symphony was first played in Kuibyshev on the stage of the Opera and Ballet Theatre on the 5th of March 1942. To the left of this house, you see a tall grey building with a red star. It was built in 1932 for the general headquarters of the Volga Military District. And now this building still belongs to the military commanders. So nearby, you can see various military equipment and memorial plaques. The beige five-storied building on the left now houses the Samara State Institute of Culture. But in the Soviet times, it had a more important purpose. The city government was located here. The building has a secret. Under it, there is the entrance to the legendary Stalin's bomb-proof shelter. When the State Defense Committee issued a secret decree on the evacuation of the capital to Kuibyshev, a special point of this document was dedicated to the evacuation of the Supreme Commander, Joseph Vissarionovich Stalin. Specially for him, a fortified gas bomb-proof shelter was built in our city. Even now, there are a lot of legends around this object. It is one of the deepest bunkers of that time, 37 meters, the depth of a 12-storied building. And on the deepest floor, there was a special room for Stalin and the meeting room. To the left of the Institute of Culture, you can see an unusual gray building with many windows. This is a residential house. And a little to the left, a wooden house of the merchant Poplavsky in the old Russian style. In the distance, you can see the beautiful white bell tower. Let's go towards it and visit a beautiful park nearby. Go to point 4. Point 4. The Square of Pushkin. We've come to a picturesque park named after the well-known Russian poet Alexander Sergeyevich Pushkin. This park appeared here at the end of the 19th century. Its opening was dedicated to the 100th anniversary of the poet's birth. On the left, you will see a monument to him. Alexander Pushkin seems to be looking at the Volga, looking for inspiration in the great Russian river. Let's get closer to the observation point. It has a picturesque view. The river, the forest on the other bank, and the mountains in the distance. Every day, a lot of citizens come to this park to admire the sunset. What can we see from the Pushkin Square observation point? To the right, you see the territory of the Iversky Women's Monastery. It was founded in the middle of the 19th century. There are several old cathedrals and miraculous icons in the monastery. Its territory is a real corner of peace and tranquility in the very center of the city. In front of you, the red brick buildings and pipes are the Zhigulovsky Brewery. It was founded in 1881 by an Austrian, Alfred von Wakana. We can see the Moat House building, the warehouses, von Wakana's own mansion and the clock tower. Even now, beer here is brewed according to historical recipes. You can try more than 14 varieties of beer in the restaurant or beer pub on the territory of the brewery. To the left, you see the Strukovsky Garden, the oldest garden in Samara. We invite you to admire its shady alleys and fountains. For this, return to the Square of Chupayev, cross the road at the pedestrian crossing and go to point 5. Point 5. The Military Historical Museum. The Military Historical Museum was opened on the 15th of April 1975. The opening was dedicated to the 30th anniversary of the victory in the Great Patriotic War. The museum building is an architectural monument of the 19th century. It was built in 1914 in the style of Art Nouveau by architect Dmitry Werner. The museum's exposition tells about the military history of our region and country at all times. The halls and funds of the museum contain more than 5,000 exhibits, including weapons, military equipment, uniforms, valuable awards and historical documents. You can visit this museum later. And now, let's cross the road and go to the Strukovsky Garden. Go to point 6. Point 6. The Strukovsky Garden. The Strukovsky Garden is the oldest garden in Samara. It was opened in 1851 and got its name after the former owner of the territory, Grigory Strukov. It is a park for quiet walks and enjoying nature. There are a lot of walking paths and benches. In the center of the park is a small cave, grotto, with a cascading fountain and a sculpture of a goat. It appeared here in the middle of the 19th century. Near the main entrance, from Krasnoarmeyskaya Street, there is a fountain with a sculpture of a girl and a boy, hiding from the drops of rain under an umbrella. Opposite the Strukovsky Garden, there are several interesting buildings. Let's go and explore them. First of all, have a look at a tall blue building on the other side of the road. Go to point 7. Point 7. The Department of Peasant and Noble Land Bank, the State Technical University. The blue and grey building appeared here in 1911. It was designed by the St. Petersburg architect Alexander von Gogen. Its style refers to the northern branch of Art Nouveau, unique to our city. Cold colors, discreet details, the building reminds us of a northern castle. Before the revolution, it housed the Samara branch of the Peasant and Noble Land Bank. Now it is a faculty of Samara State Technical University. Every day, future scientists and engineers rush to this building for lectures. It's important to note that Samara is a city with good opportunities for students. We have several big universities. They have a high rating at the all-Russian level. And not only young people from different regions of Russia, but also from abroad studying them. Samara State University, Aerospace University, State Medical University, Construction University, University of Economics and many others are located in Samara. They enable our young people to develop in science and in their favorite profession. To the right of the bank building, we see a two-storied gray house. Let's go to point 8. Point 8. The mansion of Alexander Naumov. This beautiful building was built here in 1904 according to the project of architect Alexander Shcherbachov. The architecture of the mansion refers us to the Italian Renaissance. The stone walls and facades emphasize the status of the owner. Alexander Naumov was the leader of the Samara provincial nobility and before the revolution in 1915-1916 the Minister of Agriculture of the Russian Empire. In the decorations of the facade, natural limestone mined in the Jiguli Mountains was used. Now the building houses the Palace of Children and Youth Creativity. Children can study in music, vocal and dance studios here. And about 100 meters to the right, there is a creative space for young people. Let's go to point 9, to the intersection of Kuybyshev and Krasnoarmeyskaya streets. Point 9. The Creativity Center Stankozavod. At this intersection, you can see several notable buildings from the Soviet period. On the left is a tall green building, the House of Industries, built in the 1930s. On the right is a house with a red inscription Stankozavod, or Machine Tool Factory. Several decades ago, in Soviet times, it was really a plant where industrial machines were produced. In the late 90s, the plant was closed and the territory was abandoned. But several years ago, it was decided to open a creative center for young people here. In the restored buildings, with modern renovation, there are lectures, showrooms, coffee shops, cafes and shops. Stankozavod was designed to become a place where interaction and cooperation between creative professionals contributes to the creation of new cultural products and events. On the roof of the building, there was also equipped an observation deck. Open-air concerts are held there in summer. Samara residents come here to admire the city, the sunsets. From the roof there are amazing views of the Volga and the nature on the other bank. If you go down to the river from this intersection, you can get to the Samara embankment. It is one of the longest in Russia. 4.5 kilometers of continuous walking area. There is a sandy beach along the entire embankment, where tourists and Samara residents can swim and relax in summer. But we will go further down Kuybyshev Street. Let's cross the road and go to point 10. Point 10. The mansion of Iogan Klot. On the left side, you will see a beautiful red and white building in European style, with a tower, unusual windows and tiled roof. This is the mansion of the Samara merchant Iogan Klot. He once came to Samara with his brother to start a business. They succeeded, and in 1898, Iogan built a house for his family on Kuybyshev Street. The architect was Alexander Shcherbachov. It now houses a museum and a children's art gallery. The building has preserved beautiful interiors, fireplaces, stucco and winter garden. You can visit it later. If you go further, along the Kuybyshev Street, you can visit a lot of Samara sites. For example, the house of the Samara Art Museum, the hotels, restaurants and mansions that were built in the end of the 19th and the beginning of the 20th century. You can visit the pedestrian Leningradskaya Street and its beauties. But you can do it further. And now we are going to point 11. Point 11, the Philharmonic Theater. We've come to the beautiful building of the Samara Philharmonic Theater. The first music house appeared here in 1907, the luxurious theater circus Olympus in the Art Nouveau style, according to the project of architect Platon Shamansky. Let's pay attention to its decorations. The sculptures on the roof represent ancient gods, Apollo and the muse Erato. To the left and to the right of the main facade, you see the winged Pegasus, mascarons of beautiful ladies, stucco, and of course, this house has preserved marvelous interiors. A lot of important events happened on the stage of the theater circus Olympus. In 1909, the famous singer, the golden voice of the Russian Empire, Fyodor Shalapin, sang from the stage. Later, Valerian Kuybyshev proclaimed here the Soviet power in Samara. A lot of famous opera singers, writers and poets performed here, Alexander Blok, Vladimir Mayakovsky and others. In the years of the Great Patriotic War, this was the center of musical comedy. Many foreign ambassadors and members of diplomatic missions attended its performances. Among the spectaculars was at the time a little boy and later a famous film director, Ildar Rizanov. The house where Rizanov lived and the museum dedicated to him are situated nearby. Let's go to point 12 and talk about this famous person. Point 12. The museum and square of Ildar Rizanov. To the left, you see a yellow three-storied building. Here there is a museum dedicated to a film director, Ildar Rizanov. You can see a memorial plaque on the wall and a little bit further a plaque with a monument to him. Ildar Rizanov was born in our city, and he is very important for Russian culture. We have a tradition. Every year, on the 31st of December, we put on a New Year tree by presents, cook salads and watch Soviet comedies. One of the most popular is The Irony of Fate, shot by Ildar Rizanov. His films are definitely part of Russian cultural code and always pleasant to watch. You can go to the park, sit on a bench near Rizanov and take a photo with a famous film director. On the other side of the road, you will see another park. To visit it, go back to the crossroad, use the pedestrian crossing and go to point 13. Point 13. The Square and Museum of Alexei Tolstoy. You've come to a beautiful park dedicated to a well-known Russian writer, Alexei Nikolaevich Tolstoy. He was born in our region and spent his childhood here. In the sculptural composition, you can see the great writer sitting on a chair in front of a printing machine. He is looking at his characters, Peter the Great, heroes of Walking the Calvary and Aelita, and of course, a beautiful girl Malvina with her dog Artemon, from the book The Adventures of Buratino or The Golden Key. A lot of heroes and stories in the books of Alexei Tolstoy were taken from his childhood. To the left of the park, you see an estate with two houses. It belonged to the stepfather of Alexei Tolstoy, and the young writer lived here in 1899-1901, when he started at school. The museum, now located in the estate, stores things that belonged to Alexei Tolstoy and his family. There are concerts and lectures that often take place here. You can go and see another picturesque monument near the museum, the Buratino. In Russia we have a tradition. You can rub a sculpture and make a wish. And it is said that Buratino fills wishes better than all the monuments in Samara. Point 14. The Catholic Church. To the left of the museum dedicated to Alexei Nikolaevich Tolstoy, you see the magnificent building of the Catholic Church. While admiring it, I would like to note that Samara has always been a multinational and multicultural city. Representatives of various nationalities lived here. In the 19th century, there were a lot of foreign merchants among the inhabitants of Samara. On the shops, every now and then, you could read the names Claude, Christensen, Greve, Ern, Make, Sivre, von Vakane and others. Many merchants came to Samara to open their businesses and become rich, and they successfully succeeded, as our city was a large trading center. Of course, foreigners built temples of their religions in Samara. At the end of the 19th and beginning of the 20th centuries, a Muslim mosque, Catholic and Lutheran churches, and a synagogue appeared in our city. The Catholic Church was built in 1906 by architect Foma Bogdanovich. Its Gothic towers, spires, and lancet windows remind us of people's aspiration for God and the sky. The height of the church is 47 meters, and for many years it was one of the highest buildings in Samara. The Catholic Church is open to public and hosts daily worship services, as well as organ and music concerts. You can go inside to admire the interiors, snow-white walls, stained glass windows, and sculptures. In 2000, the Catholic Church got a new landmark, a fresco in the altar, which is a copy of the famous painting Christ of St. George of the Cross by Salvador Dalí, painted by a Samara artist. It depicts Jesus Christ on the cross in a darkened sky, floating over a lake with a boat and a fisherman. Dalí himself said that the idea of depicting Christ in such an unusual angle and all the semantic details appeared to him in a dream. The Catholic Church is one of the attractions of the city, a treasure of architecture, and it reminds us that Samara is a multinational city where representatives of various nations have been living together for many centuries. When leaving the Catholic Church, Pay attention to the right. In contrast to the high temple directed into the sky, you will see a small but picturesque mansion in the Art Nouveau style. Let's take a closer look at it. Point 15. The Museum of Art Nouveau. The mansion you see in front of you was built in 1903 for the wealthy merchant's family Courlin. Alexander and Alexandra got married in 1893 and moved into the mansion exactly 10 years later. Therefore, this house is often called a symbolic gift for the wedding anniversary. The architect was well-known Alexandra Zelenka, who also successfully worked in Moscow. To create a family mansion, the architect Alexandra Zelenka chose the popular, at the time, Art Nouveau style. Let's take a closer look at the building. Go around it, look from all sides and admire it from the opposite side of the intersection. The style of Art Nouveau was inspired by nature. That's why we can see a lot of natural decorations, flowers on the facades, metal butterflies on the fans, and dragonflies on the roof. The composition of the building is asymmetrical, with smooth lines and transitions. The front door, located on the right facade, is in the shape of the letter Omega, and it consists of many pieces of glass. Above the door, above the balcony of the second floor, we can see a bas relief depicting a young lady. Many people believe that this is a reference to the owner of the house, Alexandra Kurlina. At the beginning of the last century, guests of the mansion entered it through the door on the right. But now the entrance is through the yard. You can get there through the gates in the shape of the butterfly to the left. We strongly advise you to visit this mansion. Now it is the Samara Art Nouveau Museum. The building has preserved beautiful interiors. Each room is decorated in its own special style. The living room is a blooming garden, the dining room in the marine theme, the host's cabinet in the strict English style. It is also important to note that during the Great Patriotic War, during the evacuation, the diplomatic mission of Sweden was located in this building. After visiting the museum, you can walk and relax in the wonderful garden of the mansion. Admire the two yellow elephants that send us to the sculptures of elephants near Golovkin's mansion. Look into the White Cup coffee shop and enjoy fresh coffee. Admire the flowers in the garden. And then cross the road and go to the garden on the opposite side of the street. Point 16. The Square of Sergei Aksakov. You've come to a park dedicated to a Russian writer, Sergei Aksakov. Let's look around. You see beautiful flower beds, fountains, and a sculptural composition. The man sitting on a bench is the writer Sergei Timofeyevich Aksakov himself. Behind him, we see his son, Grigory Aksakov. For several years, he not only lived in Samara, but was the governor of our region. In front of the two men, we see a young girl holding a flower in her hands. This is Olya. She was the first granddaughter of the writer. When Olya was born, her grandfather decided to present her a fairy tale, the beautiful flower. If you look around, you can see the glass pages with pictures and letters. You can read the whole fairy tale on them. After admiring the park, let's go further to point 17. Point 17. The Radio and Telecommunication Center. The Radio and Telecommunication Center that you see in front of you was built in the 1930s in the constructivism style. In the Soviet period and in the years of the Great Patriotic War, radio played an important role in the life of Samara citizens. With the help of it, they got the news from the battlefields. The main radio presenter of the Soviet Union was Yuri Levitan. His evacuation from Moscow was a great secret. It is said that since 1943 till the end of the war, Levitan lived and worked in Kuibyshev and broadcasted from this building. In front of the radio center, we see a monument dedicated to the revolution events in Samara, the Red Banner, and a fountain. And we go further to point 18. Point 18. Molodogvardeyskaya Street. Molodogvardeyskaya Street is a beautiful piece of historical Samara. Here you can see mansions of the end of the 19th and the beginning of the 20th century. the houses where diplomatic missions and embassies were placed in the years of the Great Patriotic War. If you go a little bit further along Молодогвардейская Street, turn back and look at the facades of the two Soviet residential houses, you will see a painting with a launching rocket. It is very important for our city, because Самара is not only a historical city with beautiful mansions and sites, it is also a well-developed industrial center and the space capital of Russia. For more than 60 years, we produce rocket carriers that bring goods and cosmonauts to the International Space Station. We supply 100% of piloted flights. And moreover, two first steps of Gagarin's rocket, on which he flew to space on the 12th of April 1961, were produced here in Самара. We have several space museums, space sites, and a real rocket carrier, which is placed on Prospect Lenina Street. You can visit it after the excursion. And now we are going to point 19. Point 19. The square of Dmitry Shostakovich. We've come to a park with a monument to Dmitry Shostakovich, a famous composer who lived in Самара in the years of the Great Patriotic War. We spoke about him near his house on the square of Chapaev. Here, our excursion is coming to the end. Of course, we have to mention that there are a lot of other beautiful sites in our city. Mansions, museums, parks, and sports centers. We hope that you'll have an opportunity to visit them all the next days. Thank you for visiting Самара region, and come next year. We're always waiting for you with love and hospitality.